Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie Answers Radio Show. We're looking at January 29th, 2019, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you guys are doing well, very well, actually. I know it's a little rough out there with this weather, but I'm glad you guys, and hopefully and pray that you guys are having a wonderful evening. The music, Shani Morell Holtz. Shani Morell Holtz is artist out of Houston, Texas, but she can be reached LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. You can reach her that way. Open for bookings. She's really, 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 really good. Shani Morell Holtz, and that's Shani Morell Holtz. I believe last time I said a Z. I don't know what's wrong with me. But I tell you one thing, guys, too. I'm going to get back to it. But I don't know. This 2019 has been off course with me, off balance. I have to go ahead and get myself on track. All right. Also, too, when you get a chance, guys, go to steviehelps.me, okay? Once you go to steviehelps.me, it'll take you to other episodes. For it's a Blog Talk Radio motivation. When you guys are riding in the car, you guys are at home cleaning up, just relaxing, have a good time, whatever it may be, or somewhere by yourself. However, you can stroll down and take it to the shows and go back and listen to the rebroadcasting. Also, too, it'll take you to stroll down to CBD Pure Store. Okay. It's an online store, CBD Pure. Now, of course, you guys know from me playing sports years ago, a lot of pain, and this is the truth, guys. A year ago, up to a year ago, even a little bit less than that, it was so hard for me to get out of bed. It took me about 15 minutes to get out of bed. Just all the pains, even though I felt like I was 100-plus years of age, seriously. Well, the CBD Pure, let me tell you about it. It's a cannabidiol oil, okay, derived from hemp grown in Colorado using certified organic standards, okay? The CBD Pure is the oil that comes from industrial hemp grown without herbicides and pesticides. Very, very clean. CBD Pure is one of the few Colorado CBD companies that tests and certifies their products using a third party. Okay? Very important. Reduces pain. Okay? Also to anxiety, depression, alleviate cancer, acne, effective for lupus. Okay? And oh, yes. Okay, I mentioned this before. I can sleep again. I really can. I can sleep again. At one time, it took me forever. And I tell you forever, it took me forever to fall asleep. And now I can sleep. And I get a lot of sleep now, which is very, very important. And before, I just didn't have it. I believe in it. I really believe in it. So when you guys have the time, make sure you guys check it out. CBD Pure. Okay? And you go to steviehelps.me, you'll be able to locate it. Okay? Also, too, guys, for the guys that's in the area and even not in the area, when you guys have a chance, if you have a vehicle, you also have a breakdown with tires. You get a chance, check out Dinosaur Tire, okay? Dinosaur Tire, okay? Dinosaur Tire is located 450 North Drive Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 33334. Okay, these guys over here at Dinosaur Tires, when I have time, I have a breakdown of the tire, this is where I go. 13-inch, lowest 13-inch, all the way to, you can order 33-inch. And sometimes you can walk in the store and get a 30-inch tire. Very, very reasonable. I've been to a lot of tire guys. These guys right here are straight up fair. Okay? They're very, very fast. Roll up, get your tire changed. And the best thing about these guys, they have new tires on site, and also, too, they have pre-owned. So you can save a lot of money with these guys, Dinosaur Tire, okay? Dinosaur Tire, and you can reach Dinosaur Tire's phone number. You can reach at 954-772-5585. That's Dinosaur Tire, and that's Oakland Park, Florida. That's a location, 4501 North Drive Highway, okay? And I love to have some nice tires. Again, can't beat them. Run flats to regular. Okay, two guys. We have a lot of females out there still missing. We talked about walking and being aware. So your prayers out for our family. And of course, there's others in the future I will be noticing that during the week and mentioning missing individuals. A mother out of Kentucky missing. And so I'll send prayers out to that. And for that. And young ladies and men, pay attention when you're out there walking. Okay? Pay attention, please. The top episode 51, and it says, are we pressured into greed? Into society. A lot of my topics, I have to sit down and really think about them. I like to be a little bit different, much as I can. And the whole point of my show is awareness. Okay? It's not to hurt anyone. It's always just to motivate you and give you awareness of what's going on here in life. And you guys get a chance. I say you're following other episodes. But today the topic, are we pressured into greed in today's society? Okay? First of all, I'm going to give you a definition of greed. Greed is intense and selfish desire for something. Okay, especially wealth, power, or food. I'm going to read that again. The definition of greed is intense, okay, intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth, power, or food. Okay, I'm going to give you some biblical terms here. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 7, verse. It says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. I'm going to say it again. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, but God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? Don't be bragging and boasting what you give to somebody. We don't need to know that. Only God knows that. That's the only person you need to know. Okay, don't be broadcasting what you're doing for other people. Do what you can and do as much as you can. That's what needs to be done. Okay, and as we go along the topic, you'll be able to relate that this particular verse along going through the show. Okay, the next one says, this right here is, let me go back. Ecclesiastes 5th chapter, 10th verse. It says, whoever loves money never has enough. Okay? Ecclesiastes says, it's 5th chapter, 10th verse now. Okay, pay attention to this. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. Okay? Now, you find out today, whoever loves money never has enough. Greed. Okay? Now, you have to pay attention to that. Okay? Whoever loves money never has enough. And whoever loves wealth never satisfied with their income. So you have people out there grinding, pushing, running over each other, going to work, spending money, and deep inside, they're not happy. I did a show on suicide, and I talked about how there's people out there that's filthy rich. Why they commit suicide? Something's wrong. Okay? I'm not saying that all these people that commit suicide or commit suicide had a greed. Some of them did, some of them didn't. But as we go along the show, I'm going to talk about why it's very, very important to be careful about the greed. Okay? It's very, very important about greed. In my belief about this topic, are we pressured into greed in today's society? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Social media, and you find that on all the networks that you're looking at on television, daily, nightly, doesn't matter, 24 hours a day, promoting to buy, to get. We have this for you. Okay? We don't have that one, but we have this one for you also. Promoting and provoking. Consistently. And learned by all different ages. It's taught and learned. And also to believe, in my belief, now, I believe everyone, okay? At first I said to myself, I don't believe everyone was born with some tendencies of greed. I said that. And then I've thought about it. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I said myself that I didn't believe everyone was born with some tendencies of greed. Thought about it, and I came back to say I myself do believe everyone was born with some tendencies of greed. Okay? I believe that. You got to take, for instance, this. And you guys probably have seen this. I've seen over the years, okay, say for instance the baby, the kids, you see them grab something of interest, okay? They grab some interest, like they have their eyes set on something. Majority of the time you take it away, they begin to cry and getting upset because they want it, period, okay? They want it, period. Okay. Why would a baby be so curious and so just a hunger of having something that they see as a baby? Okay. Now, some instances, it's good and bad. It doesn't matter. They want it. Born greed. believe everyone was born with some tendencies of greed. Okay? Now, the it falls on us. You take an example of this. This example, for example. If a kid, children, kids, they out there, and this happened to me the other day too. I'm not going to tell you this. This is. I was eating at about say 9 o'clock, almost 10 o'clock, and I was watching the television while I was eating. I was watching the news, and then it flipped around. This channel flipped around, and all of a sudden I saw this this channel on Chili's. They had Chili's on there, and they had these ribs and whatnot. And I don't eat ribs anymore. I've kind of went away from ribs for quite some time right now. I guess like it's not quite some time, a few months doesn't count, I guess. But at least I think about at least 5 months I'm trying to hold off on these ribs. But started, and there was another channel with some fish. And for some reason, I was like, that's some good-looking fish right there. And I'm already sitting here eating. And my mind was looking at other food, wanting to eat some more. Okay? That goes back to what I was saying earlier about the kid or a baby. You can, and I said, how it tends to fall on us. You could find yourself a kid eating, a baby. Okay, hold on 1 second. I got a call coming in. Hold on 1 second. 1 second, guys. Thanks for calling the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Who's calling?
Stevie Anderson. It's your boy again. I'll be having to pay people so I can get through your line just to let you know. This is Ryan Yarbrough.
Ryan,
your guy.
Got it.
For 25 years. Okay.
That's right. I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I'm gonna be quiet while you go ahead and talk. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No. Go ahead.
25
yeah.
years.
Uh-huh.
Big bro showed me the ropes when I came in with the New York
right.
Jets.
Right.
I came in with the New York Jets, Stevie,
uh-huh.
you always looked out for me, and I always appreciate that because you took care. Even though I was a guy from Chicago, you know,
yeah,
you looked out for me in New York. Yes, sir.
Hey,
how
man.
You doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Guys, this guy right here is the real deal. This is my really good friends. This is Ron Yarbrough. Ron Yarbrough, of course, like he said, we played ball in New York with the Jets. And Ryan been calling in, and I'm glad he called in because I loved it. I loved talking to Ryan even back in the day. He it's someone you give a country boy. I always say myself country, and people look at me like, you're not from the country, you know, until I go home. And then having the city guy, and he always said a story when he came in to New York, and everybody's saying, well, how does this country boy, Steve in Louisiana, you know, go to New York and showing or talking to a city guy? It was more or less like this. He knew the things I was saying and that I was explaining. But by me telling him and showing him the direction where there's good and bad, he was appreciative of it. And that built our trust. Now, he probably looking at me the whole time like, man, I know this guy talking about. And I'm just over there talking like I'm explaining everything down to the T, like I'm just all pro at it. You know what I mean? But this is Ron Yarbrough, guys. Fantastic guy. And I'm glad you're on the show. And, Ryan, before we get into the show, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
With what you thinking about on the Super Bowl? Who you favor? I know a lot of guys probably putting their pen out right now and about to write, but who you think about on the Super Bowl? You know.
Okay. When it comes to the Super
who
Bowl,
mm-hmm.
yeah. When it comes
I mean,
to the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Well, okay, I'll kill all the suspense and everything like that. I'll tell you who I'll put my money on, and then I can elaborate from there.
Okay.
It's hard to go against Brady. So if I had, if I was a betting man, if I bet on other
mm-hmm.
people, I would bet
mm-hmm.
on the Patriots. Now, do I want to see them win? Not necessarily. The reason why, the reason why I love, you know, I love seeing fresh new energy out there. And, you know, the Patriots, you know, we used to play against the Patriots twice a year. So, I mean, I have personal feelings towards the Patriots. But once again, if I were to bet, yeah, I will put my money on them, but on the Patriots. But to me, Los Angeles is the new wave of football. And what's funny about that is their coach is only 33 years old, so he's coaching guys that are even older than him. Okay.
Yes.
So that's dynamic in itself, right there. Yeah. So that's how I feel about the Super Bowl in a nutshell.
Yes, yes, that's pretty good, because the fact is too with their coach, like, he's pretty much already made history, I believe, even getting to the championship, you know, getting to the Super Bowl, I believe. You know, you can't say he hadn't done a wonderful job, but he has, and the guys believe in him. That's the main thing. It's sort of like when we had when we was there, and we're gonna get up to football, and we're gonna get to going, but we had Pete Carroll. And
that's a little known history fact. People don't know that.
People don't know
one
that.
Year.
Pete Carroll was
right,
1 year. See? And what's funny is that I've never heard nobody even talk about that in the media. You know, and even with ESPN. But Pete Carroll came in 1 year with us.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's, you know, certain particular people that wanted to get in, and things didn't go as well as it should. But at the same time, and I ended up leaving with Pete and going back to the Cardinals, but Pete Carroll, everybody, we really enjoyed Pete Carroll being there, you know.
Yeah.
And
that's
what it was. I mean, Coach Carroll was the man. We loved Coach Carroll, and he did everything he could. But for some reason, there's a business move for some reason. But thank God he ended up. He had to go for some reason. Everyone had to go. He's back, and he came back and got it back on the other end. I don't know, man. I like Brady. I like Brady. I think I'm gonna go with Brady. Because the fact is he's of age. He's slowing down, and I think his role where we came from, you know, how he had to come up and work his stuff so hard. I believe that I'm going to let Brady, I'm going to go for Brady, because the fact is, I know you told us, I supposed to be drafted with Coach Belichick, and I ended up going, you know, going to Jets. Yeah, I know I told you. See, that's my Coach Belichick. I wasn't going to Cleveland, see. And he had it, but ended up, something happened. He had one of my teammates. I supposed to be going around that time, but somehow, you know, with business moving, maybe someone else, you know, it's all business. But so I think with Brady's going out, retiring here pretty soon, probably retired, not this year, probably in a few more years, he's going to put a stamp on something that can be, probably ever, never be met. You know, for the achievements and for the championships and, it's going to be hard to beat what he's done, you know, and to be able to put the records up that he's done. So I'm going to go with Brady. We're best of friends. We're going to see what happens, but it's going to be a good game, and we'll see what happens. But I'm glad you called in. How you doing? Everything's going all right? You going well?
Yes. Everything is well.
Yeah.
And I want to thank your listeners that hold up the line for letting me get through.
You know what?
I have to plead with them more and more every week. Let me through.
They trying to get it done. But I was going to say this topic though. Are we pressured into greed in today's society? What do you think? We're pressured in today's society?
Oh yeah.
Greed?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with right now media, what's the next thing? What's the newest thing? Regardless if it's fact or fiction, you know, it's all about what's the newest thing, right now, whether it's the news,
right.
whether it's some clothes,
right.
whether it's cars,
right.
whether it's homes, whether it's investments,
right.
whatever the case may be. And
it's
the pressure,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the pressure
mm-hmm.
you were saying is it all comes from within, first and foremost.
So,
do you allow people, kind of like what we were talking about last week, you know,
right.
You know, are you pressured into doing certain things or committing to certain things that you don't necessarily want to, you know, and it all
mm-hmm.
comes down to
mm-hmm.
the person, you know. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because that can lead to a whole lot of other things, you know, trying to keep up with somebody else. You have to go at your own pace.
Yeah, you have to go at your own pace. And you know what, and we're going to get to that. I want to ask you a question, because I was talking, right when you called in, I was mentioning, I want to get back on this, about,
okay,
and also, too, I had mentioned, too, about, yeah, we're pressured, and I said, too, about greed. I feel like sometimes we have the basically we're in our hands to teach it. Sometimes it's taught. And I also, too, had mentioned, I'm just trying to keep the paper up, but I was mentioning about, say, like a baby, and baby is born, or kids. A lot of times,
yeah,
I said it's sometimes it's greed also, too, is within, it's born in us, because sometimes you can see a baby or a kid, they want something, and they do anything they
mm-hmm.
can, just keep going to it. You see a baby walking across the floor, or a kid wants the floor, they'll start crying because they can't have that particular toy, or
yeah.
they want to eat more. Yeah, and
uh-huh.
I was saying too, however though, a lot of times it falls on us to be like, no, you can't have this, so I have something else for you when you get home. Or you find kids, all up at a young age, the parents are just feeding them, and they feed them.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, down the road, they get around eating a little bit too much. Now you're trying to get back. But a lot of times that can be the person above them. Also, too, you find some kids that's not eating enough, okay?
Right.
And not eating enough, and you find that they weren't being fed like they should. And
yeah.
what
trying
happened
to catch
is,
up. mm-hmm.
trying to catch up, and then later they be trying to catch up. But I find that I was thinking about the kids, and I was thinking about also, too, about I mentioned about the kids and how a lot of times it falls back on the adult in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, however, I said, as for kids, given into age that basically the want turns into greed, okay, because they want.
Yeah.
I said, now if
mm-hmm.
you are us, then change that behavior. That kid wanting and you're giving to them, now, yes, you can have a potential problem down the road. And these are things that
yes.
can occur with that. You know, example
yes.
with kids, you know, kids' conversation, or basically with greed, however, how does greed affect children? And you'll find mm-hmm. that they always want more toys, they want more food. And a lot of times, sometimes to compete who has a better, you know, example, iPad, iPhone, clothes, and then we'll get into adults, but I'm just saying how it starts at a young age. And then trying
yeah.
to begin to come, and whoever has less feels badly about it, you know?
Yeah.
And also, too, whoever
yeah.
has more feels better. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. And I was just going to touch base on you talking about the kids and greed. That is,
right.
you know, greed, hate, different forms. Are learned, you know, are learned
mm-hmm.
behaviors, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once you start
mm-hmm.
talking about the parents, it's like, yeah, if the parents don't continue to put more food on the child's plate, don't continue to buy them the newest toy or the newest video game now, because kids really could care less about toys now. They want
right,
video
right.
games, you know, what's
right.
the newest video game? What's the newest phone?
Right.
Okay. If you don't
right.
stop that
but,
behavior at an early age, yes, when we're talking about eating, that can lead to disease, you know, obesity, you know, things of that nature, you know, because that's a learned behavior. You don't have to eat that much, okay?
Right.
You just want to eat
mm-hmm.
that much, or you just used to eat
mm-hmm.
that much. And then when it becomes to you not being able to accept no, can cause problems in society, you know, or even in the
right.
house, you know, in school, you know, and that can lead to you breaking the law, you know, and just being disrespectful in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I always feel as if everything, you know, the basis, everything starts at home, yes, without question.
Right.
Especially when you're a child, you know, because a parent
mm-hmm.
is, you know, supposed to be your guide as well. You know, so if you continue to guide your child down the wrong avenue, then that's your fault.
Well, you know what, too? It's like I'm going to touch on this with the kids, and then we'll move to us, the adults. But,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
This was heard at school about all the time. For example, it says kids' conversation. He said, I have an i6 phone. And then, well,
yeah.
he says, I have an i8, you know. Uh-huh. Like, oh well, I'm getting an i10 phone, and you know uh-huh. greed plays a part with that. It's greed. And then you say, but do you remember we used to live without cell phone? You know, we were greeted for some things, but you know that we didn't have or have to have. We weren't greeted for that. But you remember we had. Do you remember the beep? We had the little pager. And that's we rolled out. You get the pager,
yeah.
and you go to a payphone. You call. It's just that simple. You know, and all the pagers really look just alike. It wasn't no different.
Yeah.
You know, different phone. Mm-hmm. But that's what's going on, like you said, with the youth today. But guess what? And there goes some of us, the parents, and parents out there, that they go wondering, like, I just can't maintain these bills. You know, I got to hustle over here and get this for Tommy, I got to get this for Robert,
uh-huh.
you know, I got to get this uh-huh. for Ryan, you know,
uh-huh.
you know,
yeah.
Stevie don't need nothing, Stevie don't need this, you know, just hustling and falling, and then check this out, can't make the bills, and then they get around and get mad at you, but they're not understanding, like you said, you were doing all this to give, and they didn't even need it, you know, there's too much, slow down, like,
exactly.
you know, so, right, and that's what's going on. But then you find out, start going around, then it goes to us, okay? You start going
mm-hmm.
to the adults. Here we go, you know, with the adults. Then we start, okay, keeping up with the Joneses, okay? We'll keep with the Joneses. You have to hear it all the time. Keep with the Joneses, okay? Mm-hmm. So basically, all right, now you're looking at more like the teens going to the college students to the adults. I like those shoes. I got to get those shoes. They're going to get those shoes. Don't need the shoes. Going to get them. Okay. Then it comes
won't.
To this. This
mm-hmm.
won't. You got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have it. And you look at it too. It's like I mentioned too when I said the definition of greed, it's power. And also, too, it mentions about money, the definition of greed. Well, you have those two things like a combination. You have a lot of times with the adults, like you say, they broadcasting on the network all this about money. You got to have this new style, that particular style. There's killing, people killing and stealing right now. Greed.
Mm-hmm.
Greed. Yeah, it's greed. You know, and what I'm saying is this. Now, on the other side, this world wouldn't have grown in a positive ways. It has. Develops as land properties and motivation among lives to achieve missions in life without greed now. Without greed.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have some greed, but like you said, you need some balance.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You need some balance.
Without question.
yeah.
Without question.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
greed has built metropolises, historical landmines. We can go on and on about greed, you know. But like you said, does it benefit, you know, do people benefit from the situation? And
right.
that's one of the main things because you can be greedy and distribute your you're not necessarily agreed, but you're material things or whatever the case may be. Because there, I know people like that too. They want this, and this, but not necessarily for themselves. You know, to be able to give, and you know that's a different characteristic for people.
Right.
But if you're using greed for personal advancement or to put other people down or to keep other situations under control, then that becomes a problem, you know, because you can look at greed from both ends, like you said, to balance it out. But, excuse me, if you use it to just for personal advancement or just for me, then, yeah, that can become a problem.
Well, you look at all of everything right now with the greed. You look at the whole deal, selfies. Who came up with that selfie?
somebody that really loved himself. Somebody really loved himself. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That right there, that's just kicking the greed off to high gear. Greed.
Yeah.
You know.
Look at me.
It's like you say.
Look
with
at me.
Go ahead.
No. I said,
yeah. It's
look
more or
at
less
me.
Like. Look at me. Me. It's me now. Yeah. And you look at right now. but check this out on the greed deal. Greed really is evil motivated, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to go vet inside, but desire better, good motivation, okay? You have desire better with good motivation, but really the evil greed, evil motivation, it takes over greed. I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I'm saying, greed these days are driven evil. Okay, and it's destroying our country. Okay, you check this out. You will watch, and I'm gonna say this pretty much in the closing arguments, is that you find out today. You look at you find yourself looking at television, and you'll be actually looking, and everything I see on television is about this company made billions. This person got millions. This contract worth. And I'm like, okay, you know, do you know that that's not normal for the normal society? People are making money like that. So why are you stirring up the smell? You know what I mean? You're stirring up some crap. And then there you go. Here we go, get energized, running. I got to go get that somehow. I got to have it. You know, I got to get it. And then there are some people who do anything they can to get it.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't get it. But social media is driving. That's a driving force behind that. And that's a topic we need to talk on soon about, because it's actually driving people, putting pressure on people to greed. You know what? Ryan, let me tell you, Yarbro, let me tell you something. I always call him Yarbro, guys, when I call him. I used to call him, Ryan. I'm trying to be professional right now. I call him Yarbro. But the other day I bought this greed deal, the topic. I can remember I was a little boy and I was going to my grandparents, you know, my grandparents, and they didn't have that much, but they had a lot.
Right.
They had that much, but they had a lot inside. They had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they simplified life. Okay? They didn't worry about what the Joneses was doing. They took care. They got in the huddle and ran their play that they felt it would work. And it worked. If they didn't, that play didn't work, they'd run another play. And they knew how. Okay, you're looking at parents, you're looking at grandparents back in the day to babysit 10, 15 kids. Okay? They weren't asking for a whole bunch of money. They would take that beans and rice and make it happen.
Yeah.
Okay? And don't put no bread
in.
Yeah, they don't worry about, I need me $200 for that. You know, I need to use this over here. I gotta have that. No, you're gonna pay me. You're gonna pay me right.
Yeah.
It was about to the togetherness and living together, making
sure that we're going to be fair, number one, and two, we're going to have love in there. And when you're out of bounds, you're doing too much of something, someone's going to step up and be like, you know what, you're doing too much. You don't need to be.
Yeah.
You don't need to be over here. You don't have to buy all that, okay? Now, certain things you need, but don't. You don't need to be giving this kid all this right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Watch, because gonna catch it with you down the road. Then they expect it out of you. You find kids in suicide right now. Well, some kids right now they had everything. They've been giving everything to them, and some of those kids, those same kids that was given so much, going back right now and turning back on their parents.
Because they said no.
Because they said no. You know, they didn't say, but because they said, because they didn't say no, right? They didn't say no.
Right.
They didn't say no because of greed. But going back to that, how was the there were families raising the society back then was totally different than today. Everybody right now is about, okay, I got to have this now. You got to have that. I told you before you got on the show, I was talking, that I was sitting here eating, okay, the other night. We're sitting here eating, and there was a commercial came on. I think it was like a Chili's a commercial, and there was one for fish. I'm sitting there eating, and I started like, ooh, that looks good. That looks real good right there. So there I go. I started my mind for a minute. It's like, I want that too. And I'm sitting eating. I'm telling myself, do I need to eat more? Like, what? Like, and that's the greed that's inside of us. It's always like little demons that we fight against with this greed.
Yeah. That's what the
and
commercial does. The commercial feeds the greed.
It feeds the greed. That's what it's doing.
That's what the commercial does. It feeds the greed. Okay.
Because you think about all this. Now, I'm not saying not to have anything. You should have drive, but you got to be careful. Careful how you drive, you know, you're driving. I'm going to sit on the closing arguments. How are you going to feel like you're being successful? You got to be careful with that, you know. But you look at commercials. Look at the commercial of the day. Like you said, you got the new iPhone. I'm not even paying attention to it, but I know it's like a 10 or something. I'm not even worried about it. It's past a 10. It's just another phone, whatever. We have an iPhone, Android, whatever you may have. But they always put in your mind, when you turn that television on, you need more. You need more. Now, we need you to think that way. And you have to be aware of that. And guess what happened with this greed? There are so many people today that's miserable because they feel like there's people promoting it all across social media and across TV, and people at home thinking and upset with themselves because they don't have that.
Right.
I don't have. This is the thing. I told this story, bro, about a year ago. I was going to Houston. Okay. And I told this guy, I was in my hometown. I told this guy, I said, come on, ride to Houston with me. And the guy, he really never been out anywhere. Just he stayed home and whatnot. It was an older gentleman. He said, no, man, no. He said, no. He said, I don't want to see that. I can't handle it. But see, God knows how much you can and cannot handle.
Right.
So a lot of this greed, that a lot of people, it's the good-hearted people can't get there. A lot of people, they go get they reach their goal every now and then. They reach one here, they reach one there. Instead of just greed, because greed is the root of evil now. It falls on the root of evil.
Yeah.
It falls on the root. God is slowing you down. Like, listen, I'm not going to let you have that. Okay? And so eventually your mind just shut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. So your mind is shutting off that, you know what? Yeah, you don't need to go down that road. That's the wrong road to go down. Don't go down that road. That's, at the
like
end of the day, it's a bigger... Huh?
Yeah, because the question you had asked me, like you were saying about the grandparents, you know, like, how could they how can you get by, you know, without having so much, but really having plenty?
Yes.
And
yes.
it goes back to basic principles, basic guidance, you know, and needs, like we've been talking about throughout the show, needs versus wants. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
We need oxygen. We need shelter. We need
mm-hmm.
clothing. We need
mm-hmm.
water. Okay,
mm-hmm.
those are necessities that we need. You know, wants are the new i10. Okay, the new PlayStation.
Right.
You know, things
right.
of that nature. Those are wants. Those are wants. That's not necessary. You know, those are not needs. You know, so when
right.
you go over your grandparents' home, what you're gonna get an abundance of, and you can get greedy on this part. You can get greedy with the love and
right.
with the care, like you're saying, and with the positivity and with the direction and things of that nature. Because that's what you're going over to grandma and granddad's house for. You know, you're going to get some knowledge. You know, you're going to
right.
get some knowledge.
Exactly.
You're going to get straight. You're going to get, you know, to learn some things. Because if you're coming over there, well, this is what I do at home. Well, you're not at home. You understand? I raised your
right.
daddy, or I raised your mama. And
right.
this is what you get when you're coming over here. So do you want to
right.
receive this love, or do you want to reject it? Because it's going to be much harder rejecting than receiving the love. Okay? So
makes you
that's,
sense.
That's, that's,
essential
yeah.
versus
you
essential.
Get greedy on that. Yeah, you can get
mm-hmm.
greedy on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, indeed. But that's how, like I was saying, like you had asked me, that's how I feel,
mm-hmm.
is if grandma and grandpa got by, versus today the majority of people are, hey, well, I'm not coming over there because you don't have the new projector, or
right.
you don't have the newest model TV, you know, things of that
right.
nature.
Right, I have
okay.
no cell phone coverage over there.
Yeah.
Know, I have no cell phone
okay.
coverage out there, you know. Yeah, you don't have no
internet.
You don't have no internet
yeah.
hookup.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't take a couple hours
right.
out of the day to come, relax, and once again, get some love, get some knowledge, get some direction, get some peace.
Right.
For a few hours
mm-hmm.
because the latest TV isn't over here. Like you say, you don't have
right.
internet connection. You know,
right.
guess what? You're going to be
right.
all right. You're going to be all right without that for a few hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and the time, the quality time is crucial.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question, Will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You find yourself between, I'm going to say, as a later age, I find myself,
mm-hmm.
self, you know, being guilty of greed. You know, you'd be like,
yeah.
one time with golf, I was trying to get every golf club I could put in my hand, especially a driver at one time. And I need to get that driver.
Mm-hmm.
It's not working. I need to get that one. Instead of staying on my
mm-hmm.
technique on my golf swing,
right.
I just hit the ball. You see what I mean?
Right.
Learn that driver.
Yeah.
Make that driver fit like a suit. You see, you know that
mm-hmm.
suit fits just right for you. You like the way that suit feels. And as a
yeah.
female, you
yeah.
know, you like the way your dress feel. You know, it fits
right.
It's not too, baggy. It's not too tight. You know, you got it the way you want it. Fit. You know, so, and that's what we have to do in life. Have that balance. We got to have a balance, and we're not having a balance. It's like you saying
mm-hmm.
the essentials versus the extras. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get to extra, and. Yeah, so many people in the world today that's miserable. Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful
mm-hmm.
of what you're watching on television, daytime and nighttime. You turn on TV at night. You notice when every night now, they'll turn on late at night, they'll have females out there. Pretty much all the females are like models doing the commercials.
Yeah.
Okay?
and they're showing this right here. You need to have this over here. You need to have that. Then you have another lady that's getting, you know, a subconscious, but that you're not trying to be her. You're special. Everyone's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's attracted to someone. Quit trying to run and go get this product. Go run over here and get, you know, there are certain things that a female must have. Sure enough, okay? They're different than men.
Yeah.
You need to have, you know, if you can get, you know, you need to keep yourself right, you know. But I watched this on TV, and you don't find it's like, then they're putting pressure on themselves to overspin. You look at us with guys. A lot of times, most of us are kind of, you know, working or keeping busy, but still, you're finding guys. You know, I used to be crazy about shoes. We both did, you know, playing sports. We used to be crazy about shoes. And now you're like, you know what? You buying shoes don't even fit your feet well. You must do the same thing. You know what I'm talking about it, too. You can get those better. You see if people walk down and her shoes don't even, she hopping before she get, you know, before she get where she's going. The shoes is pretty. She wanted those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted
feet on fire.
Feet on fire, like, you know. And then don't go where I'm from. I'm country girls where I'm from. After they pull their shoes off, start walking barefoot. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, my feet not going to be hurting. Let me tell you
okay.
something. And it goes to females, it goes to the guys too. You know, some of the best shoes you're trying to put them on, your feet being a crying, toes just crying. You know, you're trying to hold up your walk off. Greed.
Yes.
Greed killing
yes.
us. Greed is killing us today.
Yeah.
We have because of that greed. And that greed's no joke. But.
No joke.
No joke, man. Okay, I'm glad you called in. And
oh, man.
It's going to be a
always,
game.
It's always great game. Calling in, man, because we understand each other's language regardless. If you, like you say, you're a country boy, I'm a city boy, universal language is, it doesn't matter. Country, city, wherever you at, wherever you're from, universal language is universal language. And that language, the universal language that is highest above everything else is love. Not greed, but love.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I'm glad you called in. Have a good night. And then we're gonna get this started next week. And guys, you see Ryan and I gonna be really, really busy on the in the future with the radio. And we also too pretty soon we're gonna get on Skype. We're working on getting on Skype and getting out there too out in of the public more with the radio and broadcasting. Ryan Yarbrough. Okay.
Stevie Anderson.
Ryan, thanks
my
again.
Man.
And then,
my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
And everybody, all the listeners, have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Good night. Ryan Yarbrough. Okay. Ryan Yarbrough. That's right. I love having Ryan on the show with me. See? Sometimes I get to talking and I go way off in the woods with certain things. Or Ryan, bring it back to the city. Whenever you're talking to anyone, make sure they understand what you're saying. That's a topic in the future I'm going to talk about too. Make sure you understand what they're saying. And he brings it out to be relatable. You relate to people. I understand what you're saying. You're doing a good job, especially in a positive way. Let me give you guys some closing arguments. Okay, the media, social, is always, always promoting how many millions or even billions of dollars a company or person have. Then here we go. Okay, here we go. Get an energized to get that money any way you can. Greed falls on the root of evil. There are many companies preach and teach to grind and make millions of dollars. However, you're not realizing and understanding that it is never enough money to satisfy that company. So be careful how you grind through this process of greed. Also pay attention to your friends, family, that you cannot hurt and that you don't hurt through this process. Not spending and giving time because of greed being in the way. Okay? By the way, I'm not saying do not have drive and determination for your goals in life and your work ethic. But I will say you need to have a balance when you're grinding. Okay? When you're grinding and pushing, today's society have a balance. Okay? My receiver coach used to say this, who's in New York. He said, you can do too much of anything. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll catch you guys next week. I hope you guys have a good night. And enjoy the rest of your week.